Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you sing my son a lullaby?
You got it, Doug. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, don't worry at all, because Geico did all the home insurance shopping for your dad and your mum and found the right coverage for y'all.
Nice work, G. Not like a light.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
Boom, boom. Yeah, ain't gonna catch me slipping today. I was waiting for Cam to be like, we're rolling.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
We rolling. He called me slipping. Man, we back. Daddy Issues, another episode. Cam called me slipping again.
That's because the group chat's popping right now.
I done missed a lot.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Y'all going, man. I hate the group chat, man, because y'all be mad active in the morning, and then when I'm really into it later on, people be dipping in and out. Keon's pretty consistent, but DC be missing. Then Chaz be gone, then he come back in.
I take my breaks in the afternoon. Yeah, that's when I'm shooting or taking a nap.
But the morning, y'all just be.
We be up. I be up at 6 with
talking,
these.
Talking, man.
DC be up for no reason.
He's up for
he's
no,
no reason.
Reason.
He has no. Chaz has a baby. I have a baby.
Right.
DC has no reason to be up.
No
that
reason.
That early. He just be up.
And Keenan is just Keenan.
He just whatever.
Yeah. And he'd be lose non-existent. But y'all don't know who we talking about. It's the group chat dynamic. But anyway, man, we back with another. What's going on in the dad tip for you, man?
Nothing really.
Nothing.
I've been on a birthday party hype. We're in that.
You had a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Because
Shane had his
birthday parties. And
his baby shower birthday party. And Aaron had the birthday party.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what we've been doing. We've been doing a lot of hanging out with other parents. So we're thinking about starting just once a month, having all the parents get together just for like a daytime, little day party. Let
with
the kids,
kids
run around. Let our because Aaron's mom made this drink.
Oh, you was Toa?
Everybody had one cup and was like, what is in this? One cup. We was done.
Man, Toa up.
And the kids is running around having a good time.
I feel like y'all wore all white to this event. Everybody was just in the slow motion video, just family into them.
Yeah, so we're going to try to do one like once a month, let the kids. Because Aaron had some friends who had boys, Keelan and Kendra's age.
Okay.
And then, you know, Aaron obviously has all daughters, but she already had her little friends there and stuff like that. But yeah, we're going to let everybody hang out. We talked to Takara.
Takara was there?
No, but we just see her at Ron's at Chocolate Sundays.
Okay.
Ron's thing. Sure. That was lit, too.
Yeah, it sounded like a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
I be missing all the parties, man.
We actually, like, party this weekend.
Yeah.
And we never. The older they get, the more me and her started hanging out again, like, going out.
Mm.
And so we be out.
Y'all partying
out
there.
Yeah, but she be acting like she's been so repressed. I'm like, you think you still 22?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Monday, she was done. I don't know what I was thinking. She rolled over. She was in bed. I was getting everybody, because I was fine.
Yeah.
I paced myself, toned it out, finished with water, food,
right.
I was whatever. So I woke up fine. She was in the bed, and she turned over. She was like, I'm a disgrace.
Your wife is funny, man.
She's funny.
Like, she people, is funny.
She hung out Chocolate Sunday, and she had the comics dying.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I wrote a page of jokes, but I can't get on stage.
She wrote a page?
Yeah, full page. I dared her to get on stage one time.
Yeah.
And she was like, I wrote the page. I just never. I was like, a whole page?
Right.
I'm too wordy. I'm just so wordy.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That'd be dope, man. But she's funny, man. She'd be cracking me up.
She don't have no filter.
Yeah, you got a funny one, man. I didn't party at all, you know what I'm saying? That's
y'all was on the road, right?
Yeah, no parties for me. No parties for me.
Tahir looks so disinterested in his birthday.
Oh, that's what he get, though. That's exactly what he get. Because he put me on blast last year when it was mine on at a show. Because, you know, I'm low-key with my birthday, man. So I was trying to get off the stage then. They made this big deal. I was like, all right, revenge. So I was loving every piece of Tahir's discomfort at his birthday celebration in the middle of a comedy show. Feel it.
Oh, that's weird.
Take it. You know what I'm saying? People singing to you. A whole bunch of people, too. Yes, taste it.
And happy birthday takes so long.
It does.
It's like a 30-second song. Yes. And when it's your turn, you'd be like, ugh.
Take it. He deserved it all, man, because I was up there dying last year. I was like, oh, get me out of here.
Some people are really big. I'm not a birthday.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, I'm celebrating all mine.
They be doing
that's gonna be so annoying to listen.
Oh, that's why I stopped. I'm like, let me stop because people on their way to work. But man, dog, we get it. It's your birthday.
I don't.
They be excited. I don't know why I get super annoyed when dudes is like that.
I get so annoyed.
I'd be like, come on, man, just sit down somewhere.
Just relax, bro.
It's my birthday.
I don't know, dudes. Anytime dudes are too. Like, I want attention. I'll be like.
Yeah. Like, sit down, man. Sit down,
bro.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I'm a really have a birthday blowout at some point in time.
Well.
I don't know when, though.
It makes sense when it's. All right. So, like, I get 16. Well, I get all of them when you're a kid, right?
Whatever. Right.
And then as you get older, you know, you got 16, 18, and 21, 25. At 25, you can do stuff on your own without anybody else. You can rent cars. You can do other stuff without no parenting. And then the 10s, 30, 40, 50, 60, like I get those.
I feel in the 40.
But like if you have a 50th, 60, like I get it. But just when you turn in, you know, 36, why? What are you?
37?
Yeah. Like what are you?
Right.
What's?
What you hyped about? What's the milestone?
It's just a random, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Even my 40th, man, it was nothing. I was just like, all right, that's what's up. I don't even remember what I did on the 40th birthday.
40th, you had a show.
Did it?
Yeah, that's when we bought you all the shots on stage.
Was that the 40?
I think that was 40.
It might have been. Yeah.
Because we was like, nah, we doing this. So we just kept sending them up.
I remember that now. That was 40. And I'm about to be 42.
That's why you don't remember.
In a couple months, man. 42.
let's count 42 pennies. What is, I don't.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, right. What are you gonna wear, jersey all day? Like, yeah.
I don't know. It's just not me.
And then okay, fine. Be hyped, but just be hyped on your birthday. The whole week, the whole month thing. It's just calm down.
And I hate it. You're not gonna tell me happy birthday? No,
no, not anymore. Nope.
You're not gonna force this out of me. You not going, no, I'm not.
Calm down. It's my birthday. I was very calm because I didn't give a shit. It was your birthday.
Sick of these birthdays. And you ain't doing nothing. You stayed alive. And that's not even up to you.
It's really not.
You know what I'm saying? You should get credit for that.
My science teacher. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's the one that did this. Nah, I've always been like that. But I remember in high school, some girl, you know, in high school, when you have birthday, you know, the girls, your friends bring you out of balloons and stuff. Yeah. And all day you got all your stuff. Everybody knows your birthday. And I remember my science teacher was like, I don't know what you kids are so happy about. He was like, every year you're just 1 year closer to death. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I died. Everybody was like, oh my God.
That's funny, man.
You're cynical. And I was like, it's true and it's hilarious.
It's facts, though. You know what I'm saying? We just stepping towards the casket. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we walk into some people walking faster than others, but we walking. We going towards it. I'll be thinking about that every now and then. I'll be like, man, I'm going to die soon. Not soon, but just eventually.
Yeah, I think about it. But it's when I had kids. That's when I started thinking about it.
I'll be like, man, you know, it's coming. And I'll be like, man, what's it going to be like, sleep? You know, yeah. People be acting like they never think. I think about it. It's inevitable.
When I was little, I was scared of it. Now I'm not scared of it.
Right. Yeah.
But when I was little, I used to be like, I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm just, right. My life going to be over. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, I ain't gonna know.
All right, it's coming.
Yeah.
It looks like if there's no pain or like trauma during the death, it looks like just a peaceful situation. Like people
you just
go
sleep
to sleep
and don't wake up.
All right, Joe, you know, what I'm saying?
And you don't know,
right? And then to you, it might just be a nap.
Yeah, because like when I was a kid, I used to think like I'm gonna die, but still be here, yeah. And nobody's gonna. I'm just gonna be watching everybody else live.
Right.
I'm like, guys, but I'm here, like behind the glass, like guys.
Invisible.
But then I get older and realize, no, I'm not gonna know.
Right.
Gone
out of here. That's wild, man. Birthdays and death.
I'm just hoping that people have. I mean, obviously, people gonna be sad, but I don't want no sad funeral.
Oh, absolutely not, man. My funeral is gonna be a game night.
I want my funeral to be
game night funeral.
Share man. Goofy stuff. Like, don't like all the remember that time. Mm. Like, I want a stupid funeral.
Yep, it's game night. Everybody gonna be having a good time,
and everybody better eat and not waste any food.
Oh, I'm getting out the casket. The food is wasted.
Keenan's not invited to my funeral. If I go before him, he can't come. He's just gonna waste.
And he
so
gonna be
much
super
food.
Trash when he old.
He's already sick.
He's already trash when he old.
When he old, it's
gonna
a wrap.
Be useless.
Oxygen tanks, everything. Wires coming all over. How do you have wires? I don't know what they do. They just hold me together.
Wow.
You're going to have a robot arm. He's going to be done. He's just going to be trash.
You're going to have a cyborg eyes. Going to be red. He's going to be
still,
analyzing
like,
the food. Like,
instead of snot, it's going to be battery acid running down. He's just going to be trash.
I got a headache in my processors. Like, all right, man. Sick of you, Keenan. Anyway, man. So in the fashion world, I guess racism is still hot in the streets.
No, of course.
I mean, racism is still hot in the streets, but in the fashion world, they cutting up.
So
it's been some. They had the blackface Gucci sweater with the. First of all, it's like a turtleneck that you bring over your mouth, and then around the mouthpiece, they had these huge red lips.
The Sambo
and
character.
So, yeah.
It was ugly too.
It was ugly.
On top of being racist, it was ugly.
On top of it, it was unattractive. So I was like, why even,
yeah.
What was the point of it? You know what I mean?
I didn't get the point at all. I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking. And then, you know, they got in hot water. Gucci got in hot water. And the sweater was like $890.
It's ridiculous.
Why are you paying this much for stuff?
I don't.
What are you paying for?
I don't get it.
Like what? $890? What are you doing?
I don't care enough about status to do stuff like
no.
that.
No.
People, the only reason why people buy the diner stuff is not because it looks any bit. It's just because you want people to know, did you have money to buy this?
Man.
But I don't give a damn.
And some stuff, it's low key. Like, you won't even know it's like a particular brand.
It'd be a plain white tee.
$800.
And it'd be like, I paid $300 for it. Why?
Why?
Why? Costco got 6 for $18.
This is a white tee. You still going to get the deodorant stains, and you're going to have to toss the shirt in the same amount of time.
I don't get it.
I mean, maybe the material's better, but other than that.
The only thing I get spending money on is suits.
I get a good suit.
A good suit because.
A good tailor-made.
You know, yeah, because that's
suit.
Already uncomfortable. But if you
right.
get, if you pay for quality, you can actually. Right. I understand how rich businessmen wear suits every day because
yeah.
they just don't feel like. Right. Our suits that we getting from,
right.
like, it feels like sweats.
I
like
get a suit.
But regular clothes, I'd be like, well, come on, man.
Sweaters with the, man, come on, man. How often you going to be wearing that anyway? Was it one shot deal?
Yeah.
Once or twice?
Especially with social media. Y'all ain't going to be caught dead wearing the same outfit multiple times.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
what's the point?
I hate it. And then Katy Perry had these, she got in hot water with the blackface shoes.
Yeah, and they was ugly too.
They're monstrous, but I don't feel like, I feel like people overreacted to her shoes. Because I didn't take it as a blackface shoe. You know, it just happened to be black.
I got to see them again.
Because they got red lips and blue eyes, and there's a white shoe and a black shoe. So I just saw it as a white and black shoe option. Because they both got the same. The rest
oh,
of the
yeah, I didn't see hers like that.
Yeah, I didn't take it as offensive.
I didn't either. I thought they were reaching with hers.
Yeah. I was like, man, come on, man. It's just a black shoe. Anytime, it's like having a black pair of Vans and a white pair of Vans.
Yeah.
It just so happens that, you know.
And,
now,
the
now,
eyes,
they made the lips bigger in
the
black
the teeth,
shoe.
And the, like, it had to, that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't offended.
It's just
like,
an ugly choice.
Oh, the shoes are just hideous. I'm like, who would wear these?
a first grader. Ugh.
But other than being ugly, I wasn't racially offended.
No, I wasn't even about those.
Y'all reaching. You know. I don't know Katy Perry likes black penis.
Well, I mean, they all do.
You know what I'm saying?
Be racist.
Yeah, I mean.
But hers wasn't. I don't think hers was racist.
Yeah. Then they had the black face on the Prada.
Now that was just flat out.
Flat out
racist.
Yeah, they were having a good time with that.
It's like, we're just going to place this here. Yeah. Boom.
What was the goal?
I don't know.
What were they thinking? Like, I want to know. I want to be inside the board meeting when they were like queuing this up. Like, we're gonna take it back to pure, you know, blackface coonery, buffoonery, and just,
yeah.
When clowning black people was in, we're gonna throw it back in everybody's face to let everybody know we're past that. But we don't have a right to be past that because we weren't involved in it to begin with. I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't know what.
I was like, man, come on, man.
And I've thought about this. I'll be like, every time something comes out, I'm like, there wasn't one black person that they hired that they check with and be like, hey, you think?
Right.
And then I found out that does happen. But what they do is, they'll be like, well, my other black friends didn't think it was. And they just disregard the person they hired to check them on that kind of stuff.
Right.
And just go with their friends, who probably only have other white friends anyway.
Right.
And they're just like, well, they thought it was fine. Yeah. So why can't we do this?
You got to hit the black community.
Yeah.
Go to a black college and then ask. Yeah. That's where you get your real feedback. Go to a black university and then see, are you guys offended by this? As a matter of fact, we are. All right. And then you pack up your little diagram and get the hell out of there, man. But yeah, but like they're not asking the right people.
No, they're not.
But you always going to have that one or two token black in the room, but then they're going to be like, sure, I'm not offended.
Yeah, I got this. I got bills.
Right. So, nah, man, do better, y'all, because y'all out here batting zero with the ugly stuff. And it's super expensive. Keychain $550.
The audacity.
The Katy Perry shoes $129. Oh, actually, $129. That sounds pretty standard.
Yeah,
at this
but
point.
That's so ugly.
But it was monstrous.
Yeah.
But I've seen ugly.
Yeah.
Tennis shoes Nike for $200 and something dollars. Yeah. I'd be like, ew. I'm picky with shoes though. Anyway, I don't know. And then they had the Burberry news hoodie. So now you know you offending the suicide audience.
And the lynching.
And the lynching crowd.
They went for the double up.
Well, let's get everybody offended. You know what I mean? Now, you know, you got other people crying. Oh, hold on a minute. You can tease the blacks.
Yeah,
it's not
always
suicide.
Like that. It's always like that.
Not suicide. That's why I draw the goddamn line.
You can tease us all day, but if you talk about suicide, children.
Right.
No, actually, they don't care about kids either.
Nah.
They care about the gay community.
Suicide.
And shaming of any kind or depression, suicide, those kind of things.
Right.
They care about that.
Well, you can shame us. But
us, they don't give a damn.
Right. We overreacting.
Well, that was years ago. Why do you?
Get over it.
Get over it.
The good old get over it.
From the people who didn't go through it.
Right.
But then get mad if you say, well, tell depressed people to just pick themselves up. You can't say that.
Right.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing.
I can't relate. I don't think I'm depressed.
Tell women not to just duck. Defend herself. Like
right.
that's what you're doing.
That's basically what you're saying.
Get over it.
Get
she got hit one time. Get over it. So you were assaulted. Get over it.
Right. Just report it and move on.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's up. But the noose thing, it was just like, you know, a rope around the neck. It's ugly fashion at the end of the day. Like, it's just... I feel like they're getting desperate on these fashion streets just to stand out.
Yeah, the need to be different. And it's in all art forms, fashion, comedy, music, like just to be different. People are just putting out trash.
Right.
Just to be different. Out. But it's not good. Yeah,
no.
Be different. Be an individual. But can you be good?
They're going for the shock value, and then we getting some attention going. But
yeah.
Is it good? Because good stuff is going to have that longevity.
Good stuff lasts. Shock value doesn't stay hot.
Nah.
Everybody's like, oh, and then
that's it. I can't believe they did that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go back to this stuff that I really like.
Exactly.
Long term.
Because our attention span is
zero.
Quick. It's quick.
Attention span is zero.
If you ain't got something for people to go back to.
Right.
Or other stuff that's actually good, ain't nobody.
You
okay,
forgot.
This is hot for a second.
Flash in the pan, man. Like, oh, yeah, they did that. I forgot. Flash in the pan. I don't know. But I don't care about the fashion world, man. Just give me a good pair of jeans that fit.
Right. I'll be a shirt.
It's hard for me to find jeans I really like, man. I'll be trying them on. I'll be like, nah. Or you get the jeans and then they fit nice in the fitting room. Then you get them and start walking around in them. Then you're like, nah.
What's up with that part in the middle?
Which one?
Where all the stitching meets.
Like around the zip?
Yeah, below the zipper. I'm like, sometimes that just be shredding me up. I'm like, I won't buy a pair of jeans. They be comfortable everywhere else. And that hard part in the middle, I'm like, I'm done.
Sometimes it'd be too hard. Yeah. And scratchy. You'd be chafed.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done. I love these jeans, but I got to put them back because it is middle part.
Yeah.
Levi's, that's why I wear Levi's a lot. That middle part is like a rock. I'm like, no.
I got on Levi's right now, but they're the trouser type.
Yeah, that's the different ones.
Trouser type joints. I'll be in the Levi's section.
I'll be in there. Yeah. And I'll try them on. I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'll walk a few steps. Later and I'm like, what's happening?
I got your crotch now, Kia.
I can't do it. My favorite jeans are the ones that the material is like is jeans, but like the softer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could wear those all day.
Yeah. I don't know what kind I like, man. It's hard to. I don't know. I just, you know, and I'm picky with price too. So if it's too high, you get rid of me.
I'll dump something I love for price. I already have set marks for everything I buy. If it's over that,
pants limit?
My pants is, I won't do over 30.
Oh, you got to raise that just a little bit.
But it's, I find them all the time. I find them all the time.
At least do 50.
No, why? Even Levi, you go to the outlet, they're $19. Why would I pay $50 for them?
They're
$19
at the outlet?
Yeah.
That's super cheap. $19?
Yeah.
For some good ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to pull up.
That's why I don't, like, you can find everything. It's just, you can't be looking for it.
Right. Oh, yeah, when you look, you never find it.
It's got to be, we be driving back from Bakersfield to L.A. Let's pull over to the outlet and see what's in here. And then that's when I'll be just finding stuff.
Every time I get drugged to Ross, I'll just be like, oh, all right. I'll find something in there.
Yeah.
Every time I do the eye roll when I go in there, like, hurry up, y'all. And then, ooh, this shit. Every time. But when I go in there on a mission, nothing.
Nothing. When you need something, like you got an audition, I need to get this shirt for
nothing.
Nothing.
Every time.
Nothing.
I got to go in there with the eye roll. I never forget, I was in Burlington. I found these Timbs that I love. I was just in there, eye roll city, like, hurry up and pick something. Then I looked over. Man, I still regret to this day I didn't get two pair. They just discontinued that style of Timberland. Man, I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because it wasn't like the normal style. It was like this cup sole joint. And it was a blue pair. And I wanted like a black, you know, because I can wear that with more stuff.
Yeah.
Man. Timberland, man.
That's why I like the wheat Tims, because I feel like you just wear them with any.
You can wear those.
They're not supposed to match. They're just wheat Tims.
They are what they are. You can wear them with whatever.
Wear them with every outfit.
Mm. I'll be trying to get Timberland's attention, man. I'll be like, yo, man, let me get the. Because they got these lady Tims that I like, that I would wear if they had my size. But they ain't got my size. I'm like,
Right, yeah, write them something.
I've been
Curry
on them.
Steph came out with a woman's shoe. This girl said, y'all don't have women, so he made a woman's shoe.
Yes. I want in on it. A lot of times, women's shoes be cracking. I'll be like, man,
they do.
Let me get this in my size, man. I don't care about the gender thing a lot of times, man. I'll be wearing women's deodorant.
I had a lot of friends who used to do that.
It'd be lasting longer, man. I'd be like, yes, give me that pH balance.
Like in high school, a lot of my friends would do that. I used my sister's, man. And then they started buying it for themselves.
Because it'd be lasting. For some reason, it just lasted longer for me. I'm like, man, I'll be using like Summer's Eve. That's Summer's Eve.
I definitely think your body. Like you got to find, people be trying to wear stuff that everybody else wears. You got to find what works for you.
You do.
Because
Absolutely.
People be like, oh, well, so-and-so use this cologne. Just do it. That don't smell good with whatever your body puts off. That don't match.
Right.
You are smelling weird, trying to smell like somebody else.
It's hard for me to find a cologne that lasts on me. Like, they disappear fast on me. I'd be like, man. Because Tahir is the king of colognes. Like, he is a cologne connoisseur. Yeah. And he always got it. I'd be like, man, what's that? He'd be like, yeah, this is so-and-so. I'd be like, yeah.
London Brown is the
king. Yeah.
London.
He be cologne. His cologne be strong.
But he's not. I think he's doing oils and something and like putting it on his skin.
Yeah.
But out in London, like, his don't go away.
Yeah.
He smells good from the time he walks in the comedy club to the time he leaves outside, shaking hands, come back in, and it's still on it.
Yep. Mine disappears. As soon as I leave the bathroom, it's gone.
Mine is on enough to where, like, if I hug everybody, they'd be like, what you got on?
Yeah.
By the end of the show?
I don't even make it to that point. You got to catch me getting in my car, leaving the crib. All right, Tone, you smelling good. By the time I get to the destination, it's over with. It's regular smell.
I'm trying to get in the oils. I want to make my own.
Yeah. Oils do be lasting.
And put it on and just.
The good oil? Yeah.
I take pride in the scents.
Yeah, I'm all about the scents.
The breath is smelling good. The looking presentable.
Yep. I like to look clean and good, but not. I don't like to look like I'm.
Attention.
I don't look like, man, he got the full leather outfit. Yeah. No, but just enough to be like, all right,
he
cares. See what you're doing. And then you go into my comedy after that. But, you know, the full suit.
Like, I've even started dressing on stage enough to be memorable. Mm. The reason why I started wearing those red shoes more, I started doing, people coming to me after the shows, and they was like, man. The red shoes. It really made us pay attention. I was like,
They were like, oh, red shoes?
And about? I was like, huh.
Yeah.
That's how I started wearing them more on stage.
I'll be wearing the same thing on this tour. I just wear the shirt I sell.
Well, packing, once you on the road.
I hate packing, though. I get why Iverson was buying new stuff in every city. It's ridiculous, but I get it. I hate packing.
People be like, the road seems fun. No, it's not.
The packing,
the,
man.
The shows are fun. The venue is fun. Travel? The experience. The travel is ass.
The flights?
Usually the flights are stupid early, so you're not getting no sleep. And then
it's always a full flight.
Always. I saw your post, and I died laughing because I'm like, how? Like you said, why are y'all going here? We're not flying out on Fridays. We're flying Tuesday, Wednesday.
Night.
Why are y'all here? What are you?
Tuesday night, everybody's going to Santa Fe.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Everybody going to Salt Lake City Tuesday night.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's always a full flight. I'm like, why? Why always got to have somebody next to me? Why? I like it when, like, you know, the middle seat is open and you, like, you know somebody about to fill it in. I'm always relieved when it's like a small woman. I'm like, yes, get in here. Please. By all means, sit in here. When it's that big, robust dude coming in, I'm like,
the heavy breather?
Man, dog. Sitting wide in the middle. Just sitting wide.
Smelling weird, too.
I'm like, oh, come on. Somebody farted on one of my flights yesterday. I was like, come on, man. Y'all just selfish. It just breezed through the whole thing. I was like, I tried to lean back into the little air vent. Man, I was pissed. I was like, why am I still awake for this?
I do be catching up on my movies on flights, though.
Yeah, like I watched the Old Man with a Gun, something Robert Redford joint. I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? It lasted perfectly until we pulled into the thing and they cut the TV off.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
I be hating when I'm into it, and like I'm into the movie.
And then they pause.
Oh, this is your captain. Yeah. I'm like, shut your ass up.
Stop pausing the movie.
He just shot the mayor. God. This is your captain speaking. Where are we coming around picking up trash? You don't have to tell me you're coming to pick up trash.
Please
I can see you.
Please don't.
Just let me watch this movie.
Man, a lot of times I can't even hear what they're saying.
Right?
Hey, the shark.
So, like, jokes is never funny.
Never.
Never funny.
Just drive the plane. Just
never
drive
funny.
It. Yeah, man. So I watched that. The rest of the time I was falling asleep though. And then when you ain't got no TV, you gotta deal with your iPad if you got it. Been watching Black Lightning.
I've seen every the costume's terrible.
I hate
but
that
I've seen
costume.
Every episode. I like what they keep putting in every episode. Just the messages for black people.
Yeah.
And how much the messages about black children.
Right.
And that's why I keep watching. The costume's terrible. Mm. His daughter's powers annoy me. The older one.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm like on episode, I think like 5.
Oh, okay. I won't tell you.
Maybe 4 or 5. I'm somewhere in there. Jill Scott is in there though. I like Jill Scott.
Yeah, she in there.
It was one scene she was talking to the crony, but she was like digging in this dude that was laying on the table. I was like, what's happening here? He's still alive. I was like, oh, sadistic. But, yeah. Man, playing a villain, man, is fun. villain role.
Yeah.
That's what I want. You can do more as a villain. You know, to be a good character, you gotta have some boundaries in place. When you a villain, you ain't got to worry about all of that.
That's probably why I be liking villains in movies, because there's no restrictions.
Yeah.
Because a lot of heroes I be liking, and I'd be like, why are you corny, though? Like, yeah. Why did you?
They make too many heroes corny.
The moral compass is too much for certain heroes. I'd be like, come on, man.
Mm.
We gotta.
That's why you don't like Cyclops.
Yeah, he's too straight laced.
Cyclops is straight laced.
I'd be like, come on, man.
You always got to have that straight laced cat in
well,
there.
Well, of course, because you got the Wolverines who are too over the top.
Right. And then you watch, what's the Academy? Umbrella Academy?
No.
That's a character.
I heard
like
it's
that
dope.
In there. It's hit and miss.
Yeah.
But there's a character in there, Straight Laced City. I'm sure Keanu like that guy.
No, I can't stand the straight laced guys. No, we can't do this. Mm-hmm. What would the team? Who cares, man?
And what I like that Marvel did with Captain America, because Captain America had to be potential to be the tight, straight laced guy, but then they made him more of a rebel as time went on.
Yeah.
Like, no, I ain't feeling this. We off the grid. I'm okay, Cap.
And I liked it.
You ain't having. And Tony surprisingly was the one falling in line with the protocol, just because he felt guilty about people getting killed on the job.
Well, yeah, when moms are stopping you in hallways.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one to sit with. Like, he was in college, and you got to look at the picture.
But the only thing I don't like when I be watching the movies, right? Like, we don't live in that type of world. But if we did, I'm not getting mad at the heroes.
Yeah.
I'm not. There's aliens come from outer space. I don't have the tool sets to fight them all.
Right.
So, thank you.
Yeah. But the collateral damage.
If they don't come, how much is the death going to be?
Yeah,
how much people, is the, like.
People ain't going to see that. Like when the Hulk and Iron Man fought in Africa, that's you could be mad at that.
Yeah. Well, because I was on that.
That was
wasn't saving
anything.
That was
heroes fighting. And it was like, because I was looking at the damage they was doing. Yeah. That's a tough one.
That one I get. But when they're fighting a Thanos or an alien invasion, or like in the first Avengers,
right?
And people got mad they destroyed it. Them aliens was about to destroy everything.
But the public, they leave the public in the dark about what was really going on. So
we'll still see it though.
We'll even know. Like when Ultron lifted up the whole city, the public ain't gonna know. They're just gonna know, oh man, stuff was falling. We got lifted up, and then the people they save individually, they all in. But the people that got hit with a car, they flew in, flew into their picnic. They gonna be like, "What's going on? What y'all doing?" It's a tough one, man. Because man, cities be getting demolished. Yeah, every movie, I'm like, man, it don't pay to be a big city.
But I'm like, what's the alternative? That's why I'd be like, y'all better say your thank yous and shut up.
The Man of Steel, when Superman was fighting them, man, stuff was getting tore up. That IHOP got destroyed. I was like, man, now imagine you eating pancakes and somebody just flying through the IHOP into the kitchen, then the kitchen explodes.
I'm finishing my food. I tell you that much. I'm finishing my food, man. And I'm running out.
You're not paying the bill?
No. I got an excuse. Did you leave a tip? It got lost in the garbage.
It blew up, man. My tips burned. They burned, man. Trust me. That's crazy. Let's go to questions, though, man. We got Jay Wheels. You know what I mean? He asks, what is your oddest Hollywood experience?
When people type, I mean, it's just funny to me.
Yeah, just in case you didn't get it.
I don't know, so many. It's always odd moments.
I don't have that. My Hollywood experience is really just one. So, you know, when I was early in stand-up comedy, probably like maybe a couple years in. This dude hits me up via, I had a BlackBerry at the time, via the messenger on BlackBerry. I forget what it was called. And the IM messenger or whatever. Dude hits me up. No. This is before the IMS. He hit me up on like Facebook or something. And he was like, yo, man, we doing a talent showcase. You know, would you be interested in doing a talent showcase? I was like, yeah, you can win up to like $10,000. I'm like, man, hell yeah. Let's get it. I was excited. And then he was like, you got like an instant messenger thing or like BlackBerry messenger? I was like, yeah, I got the BBM. Hit me up on there. So he hit me up on there. And then we were talking about the talent showcase, and then like I looked up the messenger person on Facebook. I saw some they were also friends with some comedians I knew. So I was like, cool, man, this would be dope. I could use the money. And then he was like, yeah, this, that, and the third. And then he was like, so how much are you willing to do for the showcase? And I was like,
15, 10 minutes?
I mean, like, you mean like how much time on stage? Like, how much time y'all need? He was like, nah, like, what are you willing to do? And like, you know, how far are you willing to go? I was like, so I was thinking about showcase talent. I was like, well, I'm not going to be like doing no Fear Factor type stuff. I'm not going to be eating bugs and getting pies to the face like on that show Who's Got Jokes and nothing like that. He's like, nah, man. Like, how? And I was like, what are you getting at?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, would you watch somebody jerk off? No. Would you jerk off while somebody watched you? I was like, wait, what? What? What are you talking about? And then he was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, wait, is this part of the showcase for the 10,000? Because I'm still chasing the money. And then he was like, well, that's like separate. You'll get the money, but like, you know. And I was like, nah, man, just tell me about the showcase. I ain't with all of that extra stuff. And then he was like, then he kept going. He kept pumping up the price. I was like, 20,000. I'm like, man. What about the showcase? He was just like, I was like, what kind of weirdo would do that anyway? And he was like, me, I guess I'm the weirdo. And I was like,
you got offended?
Yeah. And I was like, nah, man. Because I was pissed, because I was really hyped about the showcase. And then
it turns out it was just some Hollywood pervert.
Man, stuff. I'm just like, man, you know, because I thought about all the times I get jerked off for free.
Yeah.
Like, man, 20,000 just to do what I already do? But like, then he was like, you know, all right, well, how about we pay you if you refer us to some other comedians that might do it? I'm like, I'm not pimping out the...
Yeah.
No.
I'm not a sex trafficker.
It did. After the turn down, he disappeared, wiped clean off the BBM, deleted on Facebook. And it was funny, when I went back to the profile, the picture had changed. At first, it was just a dude with like a baseball cap on. When I went back to the picture, it was like three dudes in one picture.
Hilarious. And I'm like,
man, so that was my weirdest Hollywood experience.
Oh, I'd say mine was probably, I don't know, because a lot of this stuff is weird. I guess now that you said that story, I guess what he meant by weird.
Yeah,
because that's a what lot people of expect weird stuff. Of
Hollywood on it's the outside looking stuff. In.
Just how casual everything is out here.
Mm, like what?
Like the first time I got offered coke and women and that kind of stuff, it was way too casual for the situation. Like they said it like this was make yourself at home, we got the coke here, we got, and it was a spread of different drugs, and like you can use any room you want. If you see any young ladies, I'm like, what is like, this is, what are you talking about?
Right,
mind you, I didn't drive there. Like I was, you know, they brought me. I was like, I'm not taking nothing.
Right.
I'm not drinking nothing. I'm not doing, I don't have a way home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't even know where I'm right now. Like, really? Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I want to be fully aware of everything that's going on. And this one chick was like eyeballing me. I was like, and she's the one that's going to try to set me up.
Right.
Well, whatever y'all got in mind, she's scooting forward. She's asking if I'm having a good time, blah, blah.
That's creepy,
you know,
man.
Yeah, and then I think I said the story already though, the Vegas story, the swingers trying to get me. Yeah, I mean,
the swing. But I don't consider that Hollywood.
I don't either. I just consider that
that's just regular.
People.
That's just regular. Life. That could be on.
I
the street.
Didn't realize how regular that stuff is.
Oh, the
swing is regular.
Man, I remember when I first got on Vine. When I first got on Vine, it was a swinger. I did like a comedy show, like a swingers thing. And so they were, you know, my friends on Vine, they were just sending me videos and just like wild stuff. And I was just like, stop doing this. It was creepy to me. Yeah. And plus the lady was just not my type at all.
Well, usually like, that's how it is.
Yeah. And I was just like, but it was just, I don't know, sometimes, because I'll admit, like, you know, I do have a, you know, the freaky side where I just be like, man, it would be kind of.
I'm all over.
But at the same time, I'm a prude in the sense I'd be like, I don't know, it's unsanitary. So I got that weird dynamic of I would like to, but then I'd just be like, I would like to go to the swingers club and just hang out.
Yeah.
Just to peep game, but not really participate.
Because, yeah, I'm way over here on the, well, what are you willing to do?
Yeah, I'm out there.
I am out there.
But then,
on the sanitary and the picky side, like I got to find you attractive.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot involved.
So those two things eliminate like 90% of stuff,
right?
Because of that. But as far as I can't even get into that. That's another podcast.
It's just
I'm out there.
I'll be out there mentally. I'll be like, yeah, but then I'll be like, sanitation.
Yeah,
I don't know these people. Where's your paperwork? I need your blood work.
I need everything.
Just in case anything goes wrong, condoms break. So I'll be like, I need the blood. Ain't nobody providing all that for a nighttime with good times.
No.
They ain't going to be worried about me. Like, get this prude butt out of here. They throw me out.
On the streets naked. I've been kicked out of better clothes.
I got my paperwork, though. I got my blood work. They be offended. So, yeah, man, highly weird.
It is weird out here. Amazing Grace, 863 writes, my homie was in an abusive relationship. I'm sure it was taking place in front of his kids. Has a woman ever kirked your Patrick in front of y'all kids? No, I never. Women don't. Never been hit.
You never been hit by a woman?
No, once I was. When I was like 16, 17.
She was out of anger?
No, I don't think she meant to do it that hard. But it was like.
What led up to the hit?
We weren't even arguing anything. That's why I don't think she meant to do it like that. She was like, something, but it was so hard.
Yeah.
And her face even after was like, I had to catch myself.
But yeah.
I grabbed her at first and I was like,
Well, was y'all like joking? Like,
no, we were dating, but we were just talking and I said something and then she was like, boy, and she like slapped me.
Yeah.
But the slap was so
hard.
And her face after was like, I did not mean to do that.
Yeah.
And I had to catch myself. Like,
It's hard to catch yourself when you get hit.
Yeah.
Because it's instinct to do something back immediately, no matter who hits you.
But I haven't ever got hit on or attacked.
Yeah.
I've been grabbed.
You got snatched up.
Like, stop talking to you. Get your ass off me.
Don't walk away from me, Keon.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had the don't walk
don't
away.
Don't you walk away from
I told,
me.
I told DC the real story. He was dying. Because I flipped the switch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a whole walk away. And I was like, you are violent.
He had the slow motion. Yeah. Don't walk away from me. I'm trying to think if I've been... As a kid, I fought girls back in the day. They fought me, full fights.
Yeah.
I don't count the kid stuff. Nah. But, like, on the dating tip, no.
No.
I can't. Because I know if I get hit, it's over. I'm like, all right, we officially done whatever this is. Because I've always been a weary, skeptical person. Like, I'm skittish. Like, I'm like that deer at the creek when they go to the watering hole and they just kind of looking around and easing in. I've always been like that when it came to, like, women, like, especially, like, taking it further than just hooking up. So I look for any little thing to just get out of the whole dating scenario, whether it be, oh, she could be crazy, she could be possessive, she already jealous, we ain't even done that. I would dip out in a heartbeat. I used to always be like that when I was younger. So if I sense violence, I'm super out of there, man. Or like, so I'm like, nah.
Because even a push off. Or a hem up can turn into something you don't want to. Let's say she grabbed me, you like, get off me. And he got game, hit her head on the.
Right.
And then that's it. That's a murder charge. Man. So I just don't want to be touched at all because, you're stronger. And you, a forearm shiver, you can toss somebody across the room.
Right.
And they fall wrong. I have a friend in college, this girl, get off me. And she fell back and tried to brace herself and broke her wrist.
Yeah.
So all you hear is yelling that night. She come the next day with a cast in her arm. People are like, what happened?
What she look like? Yep.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know.
Avoiding all of that, because I'm not built to take hits like that. Like I can't just be getting hit on and taking it. And so, you know, I react instinctively, so it's like, I can't be around that type of person.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I know a lot of people like, I like that volatile stuff. Not me. I don't need it at all. That don't heighten the sexual situation, no. None of that.
And like I said, I'm already out there, so I don't need that to heighten any kind of... I got enough sick stuff going on in here.
Now, I've been slapped in the bedroom by
request. Oh, I love that.
By request, yeah.
I've been punched.
Yeah. Sock me in the face.
I've been punched and just went.
But that's, you know, that's...
Yeah.
That ain't what we're talking about.
We're going to be judged so much now. I thought they was wholesome, dude.
We are wholesome.
Yo, I got to... I just checked the clock.
We got to get out of here?
Can we get the last one?
Oh, let's do that. All right, so Kyle was here, man. Yeah. He wanted to know if y'all had a daughter. Would y'all put her on birth control as a teen?
Hell no.
Nah, man. You can't just put your daughter on something she might not want to be on.
Plus, that messes with their bodies.
Yeah.
Long term, so.
That's got to be a woman's decision on her own, even if it is your daughter.
And I don't know.
Yeah, so I definitely wouldn't be like, you getting on birth control.
Their bodies are still developing.
Yeah, you gotta take the gamble.
I would just have the serious, be safe and try not to have sex talk.
Right.
If I ever have a girl, I'm just gonna keep it real. I'm telling her everything I ever did, everything. I'm keeping it 100 with her.
100%.
So she don't fall for the BS.
Yep. This is how guys.
Well, he said this. Yep. Oh, I said that actually. Said that. And this is what's happened. Mm. I don't want to hear about it. No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you everything I ever did.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to have to take it all.
Yeah, filth.
That way they know guys. But he's so nice. Yeah, they be nice until they get what they want. And then they just flip. You got to give them that whole dynamic. And then they be like, all right, see what's going on out here. But yeah, man. So,
sorry, guys.
Put my daughter on birth control.
They be mad. It's 45 minutes. I got to go somewhere, guys.
Yeah, I got something brewing.
You know We be working out here, guys. Though. If we have to leave early, it's for a work reason.
Yeah. But hey, if y'all got any more questions, hit us up in the comment section on YouTube. Ask away. We'll answer them on the show. Don't forget to tune into this anywhere you get your podcast, YouTube page. Follow me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything. Keon.
At Keon Poli on everything.
And we out here.
All right, y'all.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.